This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's interior minister has died in a helicopter crash near the capital that has killed more than a dozen people, including a child, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Firefighters at the crash site comb through the debris, which includes a badly damaged kindergarten, clearing chunks of charred mangled wreckage lying against an apartment building and in the playground. Kyrylo Tymoshenko, deputy head of the office of the president of Ukraine, tells reporters, "We're counting the children. Everyone understands the situation that has happened. Emotions are running high." Kyiv regional governor Alexei Kuleba says emergency services are still identifying remains recovered and that the death toll could rise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday said the situation on the front line remained tough, especially in Donbas, calling it, quote, the epicenter of the most fierce and principled battles. Quote, we are seeing a gradual increase in the number of bombardments and attempts to conduct offensive actions by the invaders, Zelensky said in his evening address. Earlier in the day, he addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, putting pressure on Western allies to, quote-unquote, outpace Russia with its supplies to Ukraine. The U.S. is finalizing a massive package of military aid for Ukraine that U.S. officials say is likely to total as much as $2.6 U.S. billion dollars. It's expected to include, for the first time, nearly 100 Stryker combat vehicles and at least 50 Bradley armored vehicles to allow Ukrainian forces to move quickly and security on the front lines. This is VOA News. South African authorities euthanized a tiger on Wednesday after it escaped from an enclosure in a private home, killing several animals and injuring a man. The incident is raising questions about whether exotic animals should be allowed to be kept as pets. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale reports.
8-year-old Bengal tiger Sheba was euthanized early Wednesday morning after she escaped an enclosure in a private home in Johannesburg last week. Police spent days tracking her down. They say she killed several domestic animals, including two dogs, and injured a 39-year-old man.
Sheba the tiger is dead. Officially confirmed, she has been euthanized this morning.
The person who had been keeping Sheba did not speak to media, and the animal's origins are unknown.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. Police in eastern Congo fired tear gas at demonstrators who were protesting the arrival of foreign troops. Officials say the protest on Wednesday in Goma wasn't authorized to take place. Authorities later detained some participants as well as some journalists covering the protest. Leaders of the seven-nation East African community resolved last year to create and deploy a regional force to eastern Congo, where the M23 rebel group has been blamed for growing violence. In Brazil, the fallout continues from the January 8th storming of government buildings by Bolsonaro supporters, VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Wednesday dismissed 13 more military officers who were assigned to the National Security Advisor's office, which is responsible for the president's security. The decision follows the removal of 40 military officers on Tuesday from the Alvorada presidential residence, as Lula expressed his distrust in the military for failing to act against supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro. Those supporters stormed government buildings on January 8th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Alaska state troopers said in a statement a 24-year-old woman and her 1-year-old son were identified Wednesday as the victims of a fatal polar bear attack in an isolated Alaska Native village. The fatal mauling happened near a school in Wales where poor weather and a...